Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. It's, if you remember, in the last, earlier this week, I talked to you about something called the barbell effect. I want to continue that discussion. I got a little more to say about that. This is really important, folks. This is something that's going on right now. The American retail industry has been going through a major shift in recent years, but recently, very recently, we're seeing increasing pressure on those big boxes. Earlier in the week, I introduced you to the macroeconomics concept of the barbell effect now being created by this disruption in the retail sector. So today, I want to reveal why that macro disruption should be good for your small business, your Main Street small business out there in the microeconomy. And now if you missed that, you can go back and listen to the segments that I did on that earlier one. But here's the gist of what I said then. The barbell effect occurs when entrenched legacy practices are disrupted by forces like new technology, innovations, and shifts in demographic behavior, like when people stop going to malls. You've been hearing about that, right? Well, those industry players who fail to adapt to the shift are forced to retreat into the contracting middle, the bar part of the barbell. Those who adapt, however, will prosper in the bell ends where customers are going. And remember, this is really important, the barbell doesn't exist prior to the disruptive pressure. It's the result, not the cause. The pressure is the cause. So as the big boxes are being squeezed into the claustrophobic bar of irrelevance, they're closing stores faster than you can curl a 2-pound free weight, by the hundreds, literally. Their legacy model, customers walking into their stores to buy stuff, is built around a 150-year-old paradigm that's shifting right now. Our good friend Joel Barker, futurist and implications expert, on the show every month for the last 10, 12 years, he says when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. And that's what's happening in the retail sector right now. The energy driving this shift is the fast-evolving customer expectations, which are increasingly associated with e-commerce. Customers are finding it easier to shop for and acquire online stuff which fits their 21st century lifestyle and saves them time. Here's the retail barbell by the numbers. Currently, online sales are just over 8% of all retail. You might say that's not much, but it's got a bullet of a half a point growth a year. Won't take long, too many years before that'll become a huge part of the retail, overall retail sales. Meanwhile, the legacy brick and mortar sector, right, the ones that are closing up stores right now, they've experienced a 27-month decline in sales, month-over-month-over-month decline. How about that? That's frightening. Of course, we know who's greasing the shift. It's the 1,200-pound internet gorillas like Amazon and Google, plus one more, mobile. You've been hearing me say this. I've been preaching about this for years. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but with 20% of online sales and a faster bullet, mobile will dominate your future, as in tomorrow. You must have a mobile strategy. In his 1982 book, Megatrends, John Nesbitt prophesied, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Make no mistake, my friends, this retail barbell effect is the fulfillment of the Nesbitt prophecy. The good news for you is the big box retreat is leaving a high-touch vacuum you can fill if you understand what's happening on the ends of the barbells. The first barbell, I call it the digital bell, for when customers seek sexy, high-tech, virtual contact while allowing you big companies to use big data manipulation and delivering scratch-your-own-itch service. On the other end, the analog bell, where customers go to satisfy their craving for that special sauce made from Main Street High Touch and slightly less sexy High Tech. Main Street High Touch and slightly less sexy High Tech. Here's what it tastes like. We'll help you scratch that itch, customization. Good to see you again, Mrs. Smith. Thank you for your business. Be sure to check out our mobile site, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook. That's a little bit about what your special sauce tastes like. So the reason it's the barbell effect and not the lollipop effect is because of the primal truth that powers the analog bell. 100% of customers who demand digital are themselves 100% analog. Folks, I can't tell you how important it is for you to let this sink in. 100% of customers who demand digital are themselves 100% analog. You and I and every one of our customers are as analog as a caveman or a kumquat, which means we'll always have analog high touch itches. And with all the high-tech leverage they can muster, I checked on this, 3,642 back scratchers that you can purchase on Amazon. With all of that high-tech leverage, Amazon can't scratch a single analog high-touch itch. They just can't do it. Only you can do that. The big boxes were doing it, but they weren't doing it the way people wanted them to. Their paradigm is shifting. You have the ability to fill in where they're leaving, and that's in the wake of the big boxes retreating. In the wake of this retreat, the retailers, combined with analog limitations of the big e-tailers, Amazon and Google, with their limitations, that high touch vacuum that I mentioned, and there is a vacuum going on right now. It will be filled by those Main Street businesses delivering their high-tech, high-touch special sauce. And since your small business doesn't have to conquer the world to be successful, you don't care if the digital bell is sexier and bigger than your part of the analog bell. The big guys need all that to survive. You don't. Remember this, folks. Vacuums don't stay vacuums for long. And there's no room for you in the bar. Tick tock, tick tock. 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing. Take a chance on the future life,
just like all. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.